I asked Bonds about the extent to which she thinks there's a connection between Massey Energy's performance in terms of worker health and safety and the ability of workers to unionize on the one hand with, on the other hand, what Massey Energy is doing to the air, land, and water of West Virginia.
Absolutely, there is a connection between Massey's environmental problems and their worker safety problems. Massey cares nothing for their workers. It's just horrendous the way they treat their workers, and that's why they have such a high turnover. People will take a job with Massey, and once they fulfill their requirements and get their training, they would leave Massey and go to another coal mine. And Massey has they are now using something that we called many years ago a yaller dog contract. And what that means is these men have to sign a contract with Massey when they get the training from Massey. And if they don't stay with Massey for a specific amount of time, and I can't remember whether it's 3 years or 5 years, then the miner, if he leaves with Massey and goes to another company, he has to pay that money back that they used to train him with. But yes, the union does, continue to try to fight, for workers' rights and worker safety. I will say that about the union, that they are very concerned about worker safety, and rightfully so when it comes to Massey, because I've talked to some Massey workers off the record and called in some complaints.
Bond said many of the miners fear for their jobs. She said that is what happens when one industry is allowed to dominate southern West Virginia. That fear on the part of workers in the mining industry may at least partly explain, though not excuse, violence and threats of violence activists against mountaintop removal mining have experienced in some mining communities. Judy Bond said she will stand by the workers if they will challenge the politicians and demand that they bring in new jobs to the region.
It's us poor citizens that have to push those politicians. Politicians don't lead. Citizens lead. Citizens have to push politicians to do the right thing. That's always been the case, Tom. Always been the case. And we will definitely stand up with the workers to, if they will, instead of blame the environmentalists, if they will stand up to these politicians like Governor Manchin and Jay Rockefeller and their local legislators and say, look here now, we're running out of coal and we need new jobs down here. We will definitely stand up with them and say, yes, we're standing with them. Because we do need jobs.
Judy Bond said opposing mountaintop removal mining gets to the heart of the issues our nation faces. She said America is at a crossroads, and the right path to go down is one in which we address problems with our infrastructure, such as those related to the condition of the regions and our nation's roads, bridges, and power grids.
I think eventually, if we don't go to individual solar panels and wind turbines and set up community grids, I think we're all going to be in a lot of trouble.
Judy Bonds recommended the End Mountaintop Removal Week in Washington as one of many ways to get involved with this issue. The event is from March 6th through March 10th.
Week in Washington is for Appalachians, people like myself and people that have been affected by coal mining, impacted by strip mining and sludge. They go to Washington, and then there are people from all over America that comes to Washington with them and lobbies with their own representatives. So it's not just Appalachians. It's also people from all over the East Coast, and indeed some people from the Midwest and the West Coast come.
Judy Bonds is optimistic about achieving a ban on mountaintop removal mining and doing it soon.
Hey, look, Tom, the genie is out of the bottle, and they can't put it back in. They just can't. Once it hits pop culture, then there's not a whole lot you can do about it, but discuss it and get the issue out there and find a solution.
Margaret A. Palmer, a professor of entomology and biology at the University of Maryland, led a study that the journal Science published in its January issue. Shortly after that, Margaret Palmer appeared for 15 minutes on the popular Colbert Report. Amidst a barrage of satirical jokes from Stephen Colbert, Margaret Palmer made points with which she called for an end to mountaintop removal mining. Judy Bond said themes in James Cameron's box office smash hit Avatar offers parallels to the themes involved with opposing mountaintop removal mining.
You know, that little gray energy rock that they're destroying the Na'vi for, looks a lot like coal. And some of those machines at the very first part of the movie looks a lot like machines they use for mountaintop removal in West Virginia. And then the whole storyline revolves around this energy rock that we're trying to destroy the people's land for. It's the genie's out of the bottle, Tom. It's not, you can't put it back in. So we, you know, the coal industry is going to be forced to basically discuss their shortcomings, their dishonesty, and their dismal safety and health records, both worker and community residents.